The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Pollard streaks in! Touchdown!
Parsons has sacked it!
Prescott keeps it! And he bangs it into the touchdown!
And now your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Nick Harris, John Mashoda, and Kyle Yeomans.
Welcome into Talking Cowboys here on a Tuesday this offseason. And apparently, if you climb Mount Kilimanjaro or do something like that, you can talk to everybody on your way in the building, even if you're running behind.
Hey, it'd be like that sometimes.
Hey, you look
Kyle.
Slimmer.
I lost 12 pounds.
I was about to say, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I lost 12 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it
like
feels like
on
forever
the walk
since we've...
To the building, or like during the Mount Kilimanjaro climb, or
during the whole thing, man. 10 days, 12 pounds.
That's crazy.
It was a lot. Crazy. It was a lot.
It looked like a lot whenever you sent the video from the top, and one, you were an emotional wreck, which I understand. Yeah. That's unbelievable of a feat. But the thing that I picked up on was that your dreads were frozen.
Yeah, everybody was playing.
Everybody,
that out.
It was all
insane.
Frozen.
Yeah.
You were moving your head, and it felt like there were just cracking going on.
I honestly, like Scott was just asking me about that. I didn't think, my fingers felt it. My fingers are still numb. So I'm hoping that feeling goes away sooner than later.
I just got to put the weight back on.
Yeah, it just feels like just crazy pressure on the fingertips. But I didn't think about that part. Once you get up to that point, like, you're not, you're cold, but you're not thinking about the cold.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
You can't think about the cold.
No, you're literally, at least for me, I can only speak for me. I'm looking at the heels of the person in front of me. Yeah. Like that's for hours. I was just like, you take a step, I take a step.
Yeah.
You take a step. Like that's literally where my mind was. And then just trying to battle all the crap that goes through your head at that time.
In terms of a physical feat, is that the coolest thing you've ever done?
Yes, and yes, physically, yes, but the physical wasn't the most challenging aspect.
It was the mental,
yeah. Like physically, it was challenging, it was demanding. Going down, by the time we went down, my legs were toast. Like they were gone, like non-existent at all.
Breathing good?
No, not at all. breathing.
See, that was the thing we talked about. Yeah. Where I was like, I think that's going to be the biggest challenge there, was it?
It was, yes. Okay. For me, it was. And that played a big part into my mental challenges because I'm not, at least as a football athlete, you're not used to sustained high, heart rate.
Yeah.
So endurance athletes, people who run your marathons and all that stuff, like they're used to their stuff kind of staying up there. Mentally, I wasn't. Like, I just, like 145, heart rate for me, like that's humping.
Yeah.
That's humping. That's like getting off sleds or running some sprints and then you take a break. You know what I'm saying? You let your heart rate come down. When you're hiking for 6 to 8 hours straight and your heart rate stays up there.
Yeah. Just humping.
Just kind of plays a little bit on you. Just a little bit.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Congratulations to you. You look like a
Thanks,
dad.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been gone so long, he has three babies. Cowboys lost in the playoffs, in case you heard.
Yeah. This is the right show for everybody that's watching and listening.
Glad to catch up
on. This is the right show. Isaiah's back in the building. We've got Nick Harris, myself. John Mashoda will be back next week. But, yeah, you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah. I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
There you go.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been good. Babies are doing good. Yeah, everybody's good. Healthy. There Mama's recovering.
Yep. Yep.
We're kind of getting back to normal for a little bit until they come home.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the big waiting game now. So
as long as they're healthy, we're good.
They've been healthy and they've been great.
That's all that matters.
Our medical staff is the best in the world.
That's awesome.
I would put them up against anybody.
That's great to hear.
But tell us about the outside of that. Before we get into football, it's the offseason.
Yeah.
I know everybody on YouTube is going to say talk football. We will. I promise.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell me about the outside stuff, because it wasn't just climbing a mountain you went over there
and
for.
And honestly, it's like my mind didn't get wrapped around the climbing aspect until we were done with the actual vid, like the purpose, the purpose work. And that was the reason why I joined up. It was the Chris Long Foundation. So I know Cowboys Nation doesn't necessarily want to hear Chris Long name, but he does some amazing work out there. So it's a Chris Long Foundation and the Water Boys Initiative. And what they've been doing for the past 10 years is they've been going to Tanzania primarily and digging water wells for some of the communities out there. So communities, schools, super remote locations. And these are people who have literally no water, like literal no water. I have a lot of content I'm going to eventually show and put it together the right way to tell a story. But, you know, we went to one village particularly, and it's about 3 miles from the village. We went to the village, and they were super happy to see us, hundreds of kids, you know, other people in the village. And then we drove about a mile and a half, 2 miles away, and then we hiked about another mile down into like this, I don't even know what you want to call it. It was like a, I don't know, it just looked like a rock face at the bottom of a hill. And the guy, one of the elders in the village started digging a hole pretty much in the dirt. And luckily it had rained probably, you know, the day before and that day, earlier that day. He started digging a hole, and then all of the water started like seeping up through the dirt. And like that was their water source prior to the Chris Long Foundation coming in and providing a water well for them. And now they have sustainable water, solar panel, actual well that was, the hole was bored probably about, I think, 150 meters down before they hit sustainable water, like actually a good water source. And then they have the solar panel that powers it. And then they have a actual tank system that filtrates it and all that jazz. So they have about 4,000 liters per hour that they have access to now.
That's awesome.
Compared to what they were dealing with initially. I mean,
And you can see buffalo prints, bamboo print, baboon prints, and all that kind of stuff around where they were trying to source this water. And this is not clean water.
Yeah, sure.
If they even can find water, the water's not clean, and it's definitely not a safe environment. Kids were not allowed to really remain in school. I mean, they're trying to do school, but it's like, hey, we need water. Not only for sanitation and, you know, bathrooms, but also to drink. And so they were spending, you know, 6-7 hours a day going, trying to find a water source. Not even just retain it, but find water. So now all those hours are being poured back into those communities and those kids and those villages and those moms, because they're primarily the ones that go out and do it. Life, totally life changing, perspective changing. Just, it's unfathomable the conditions that people are living in outside of what we're accustomed to. But it was awesome to be able to go see what the previous cohorts, like this year's cohort, you know, 2024 Conquering Kinley class that I was a part of, next year's class will be able to go see the water wells that we were able to generate funds for and see the fruition of that. So thank you to anybody who supported, prayed, all that jazz. Your money literally is impacting thousands down there, and I have pictures galore, videos galore of like just the smiles on their faces and celebrations of just water, like they can literally go,
it's as simple as it is.
Simple, just go and they can turn on a tap now and get water. One tap.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about like all the different. We can walk down this hallway and get water from so many different sources. They have one tap that they're beyond grateful for, that they can now access for everything. Agriculture, bathrooms, and beyond, everything that you can imagine they'll use water for. So it's definitely mind-blowing, eye-opening. Super happy to have been a part of it. Super happy to be a part of it going forward. I'm not done trying to help with that organization and the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
But to see the impact is one thing. You know, you hear the stories, you hear the needs. You know, people compare it to situations here in the U.S., and yes, we have our issues, but it's not even.
Yeah.
It's not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah. Well, we're proud of you, bud.
Appreciate it.
Good job throughout the time out there. And, man, can't wait to see the extra content and the extra stories that you're going to put out there as well.
Awesome.
Well, you haven't missed anything. I mean, the Cowboys haven't done anything, right, Nick? I mean,
I'm trying to think when the last time. Was Mike Zimmer hired whenever the last time you were here? Okay. Yeah. I couldn't even remember whenever you had come in, but. Yeah, it's just been draft and getting ready for free agency.
Combine. I watched the combine.
I was kind of joking.
I didn't know. I did not know when Isaiah left. Like, it felt like it's been forever.
News and notes, I feel like, is pretty loaded this week. I mean, you spent Indy last week in Indy, had the NFL combine, but then
you've got these reports about Tyron Smith coming out, and there's a number of different elements of how this offseason could be attacked over the next really week and a half, then we're going to see what direction this thing's going to go.
Yeah, free agency starting here in about 8 days. I think we're going to get a pretty good idea of what the offseason strategy is here in about 6 days, whenever that that tampering period starts, and that's when you can kind of see all the headlines flying off. So by this show next week, we'll have some big stuff to talk about, I feel like. But Jerry Jones talked about being all in at the Senior Bowl, and he was trying to rework the definition of what all in actually means whenever we kind of circle back on that at the combine last week. So I would not expect anything different than what the offseason has given the Cowboys in recent times. Now, last year, you look at the offseason and they go acquire Stephon Gilmore. They go acquire Brandon Cooks. Can they make a move like that this offseason? Yeah, it would not surprise me. I don't think, though, when people hear all in and they take that for their own definition, I wouldn't think that's going and signing one of the best, you know, free agent linebackers and bringing in one of the best free agent running backs. Now, granted, this is the best free agent running back class probably in NFL history.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily signing those guys at the top of the position. Nothing can really get done free agency wise until this Dak Prescott extension happens, because you don't know what you're working with on the cap. Dak talked about it yesterday. He said he feels confident that it can get done. He's like, it needs to get done because it helps the team, it helps the numbers, and it helps us, you know, build a better team. But Jerry Jones said last week that if it doesn't get done, they have a way to work around it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think an extension gets done this week, and they'll have a little bit more cap room to work with in 2024. But from the conversations I've had, no one really understands what the offseason could look like until that number is finalized and what it is.
What would that number look like in your eyes?
I don't know.
It's really hard to see what it would look like because there's so much leverage on Dak's standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has all the leverage outside of wanting to be here longer and wanting to be paid significantly as well. So there's leverage there. I don't know what that number would end up looking like. I mean,
my perspective's changing.
How is that?
I know it's weird, right? My perspective's changing in regards to that because
I feel like your perspective never changes.
Yeah, I know. My life happened.
You go overseas and you come back and all of a sudden you know how to change your mind.
Are sacks all of a sudden more important than pressures?
I honestly believe that
is outside interior more impressive than interior.
When you get on a plane for over 18 hours, you start thinking.
Listen here, listen here, Beamer. That flight home was like 36 hours.
Oh my god!
It was a huh?
Yeah, I was done.
Was
like,
it?
I don't want to see.
Was it actually 36 hours?
Bro, I don't want to see another airplane.
Yeah,
and I was not in business class.
Beamer doesn't know what that's like.
Yeah,
he's got that private jet
life.
He's
like, sorry. Since you've been gone, there's been a lot happening.
In Indy, we had a great time.
I ended up in Indy somehow.
No, I say that because the conversation, obviously, for a long time, and it's going to continue all the way until something happens, has been that Dak has all the leverage, and he has a ton of leverage. I will hesitate to say all, because I truly believe – I believe that Mr. Jones and the front office are all in on Dak. When I say all in, I mean, like, they don't feel as if they have better options. I'll say that. Right. And when you don't feel like you have better options, you obviously have to do things, you know, to work around that. I don't think that they feel as if they have to give him a crazy extension. I'm starting to feel like they don't get, I don't get the sense that they have that sense of urgency. I do believe that they want to get that done. I believe that they want to move things around, but I don't think that they feel like they have to. And I think that there may be, and this is just my perspective, of course, right? I believe that they might get CD done before Dak.
If there wasn't a $59 million cap hit lingering over the top of this team,
mm-hmm.
then I think I might agree with you.
I hear you.
I think they have to get it done because of the leverage that they've been pushed against, or because of Dak's leverage that's pushed against it. Dak wants to be here.
Yep.
For the most part, I think the Jones family wants Dak to be here. Especially coming off of a season where he finished second in MVP voting. People mm-hmm. forget about that because of the way that things melted down against Green Bay. He deserves to be the franchise quarterback with the Dallas Cowboys. It's how do you maneuver from that $59 million cap hit that might be the top priority right now.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of cap.
It's a lot of money until you look at it and see how much Denver is about to be hitting.
See, but that's an NFL record.
I know, but that's more than any other dead cap.
I agree.
But perspective. But I'm saying again, I left that trip. Saying perspective's everything. And like seriously, like real talk. Perspective is everything.
It's true.
So when you're at the top of the league and you're like, okay, you got a $60 million hit, you're like, oh my gosh. And you're like, they got an $85 million hit. You're like,
okay. Hmm. Maybe not as bad.
Right? Like, seriously, it's the reality. It's huge. And it can literally handcuff your team.
And it will for Denver for this entire season.
Yeah, Denver's screwed.
Yeah.
But Dallas has options. Now, they're not the options that you want to take first, but you have options. Your back isn't against the wall. Like you're getting cornered,
yeah,
but you're not in the corner.
I'd agree with
right?
that.
Right?
I don't know.
I get it from both sides. I truly get it from both sides, but I don't think that Dak just has the Joneses against the wall like, I got you.
I get what you're saying. Because there's a part of the Jones family and, more importantly, this thing that's behind me.
Correct.
There you go, that thing right there, star, that helps Dak Prescott. So he wants to be here. So that's the part of them elevated off the wall, but it's not by a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, their backs are about an inch and a half.
But if you're the Joneses and you're any front office, at the same time, as good as he's been as a representative of the brand, as good as a quarterback that he's had in regular seasons, you don't want to pay for what you haven't seen,
which is playoff success.
Mm-hmm. And I think that aspect is really what's kind of giving me that hesitation in terms of them feeling like they have to be all in. I believe that there is a situation, as minute as it might be, I believe that there is a situation where they put him in a situation where he has to play it out.
Hmm. This final year.
Yeah.
The way I see it is, you know, he played on the franchise tag back in, what was that, 2020?
Mm-hmm. And 20...
And 21.
No, it was 2019, 2020.
And he suffered the leg injury, and they, as a result, got a friendlier deal for the team long term. Well, he's coming off a season where he was second in MVP voting and kind of helped turn around an offense under Mike McCarthy, and he was the biggest catalyst in that locker room towards success and leadership and everything of the sort. I don't see how the front office has any more leverage than they would in any other situation, just because of that fact alone. Yeah. I think he's going to go out there and ask for the biggest paycheck, and honestly, he probably deserves it at this point.
Yeah.
But. You know, what does that look like 5-6 years from now? Then that's probably a good deal, you know? But I think it's all, again, perspective on what you're looking at right now. And I think if there's a way to save 15 on the cap hit or 20 on the cap hit this year, then that gives you so much more room to be able to work on the front side of this contract.
Totally
because regardless, on the back end of this contract, you're going to be paying a lot of money to Dak Prescott, regardless of if you sign an extension now or if you do it later. Like, you're still going to be able to
–
you still got this back here. So that's why I think you have to get it done before CD, before Micah, because you need to know what back here looks like.
Yeah.
But I think if we can get that if the extension can get signed over the course of the next week, they're going into free agency on, what is that, March 13th. There's an opportunity to figure out what you're looking like going into the offseason. Really good linebackers available, really good running backs available. If you can get one of each or either or the other, I think you're cooking with gas going into the draft.
Well, let's take our first break. When we come back, I want to talk about how Jerry did backtrack a significant amount at the combine about the all-in approach. So what could that look like? And I want to address some of the rumors around Tyron Smith and what that could look like on your offensive line as well. When we come back with more Talking Cowboys right after this.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's BlackRifleCoffee.com to fuel up today.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at BankofAmerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talkin' Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quaker Oats, a super trusted superfood. Quaker Oats, the official oatmeal sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think I had a variation.
Did you?
Of Quaker Oats. I don't know. I think they called it porridge.
Okay.
On the mountain. But I'm pretty sure it was
like some like Goldilocks like, and the Three Bears.
It was like, yeah. It was pretty much like a slop version of Quaker Oats. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I had my oats
you
every
had
day.
Your oats?
Every day when I was on a mountain.
That's good.
Did you have like, it's almost like space food is what it ultimately is. It's packaged in dry ice or?
Yes.
Freeze dried.
I love
the word
space
I'm looking
food.
For.
You never had space food?
I eat. Human food.
Hey, have you ever gone camping? Like,
yeah,
ever?
Yeah, but like
legitimate camping.
Yes, actually.
Okay. And so, where you like open the package and you pour in like boiling water and then you swirl it around and then it's
bro,
we just create a campfire awesome. And we cook actual food. That's the difference.
Hey, Beamer, have you ever had space ice cream?
Okay.
No,
I have.
Space ice cream's amazing.
It's delicious.
Okay. All right.
Somebody send in some space ice cream.
Here in about 20 years, when we're able to travel to Mars, I'll go out there and I'll try some space ice cream.
By yourself.
We should bring it in next week. It's not hard to find. They have it in the camping section of like all of these different stores. You can go to Walmart and space buy like cream, camp bro. Food.
Gonna change your life.
Let's bring it.
The more you know.
I think we should bring it in next week. I think
some like space enchiladas.
Yeah. Space camp, whatever. All right. The rumors have started to swirl a bit throughout the NFL about what this offseason could look like for the Cowboys. And Nick, you mentioned in our news and notes a minute ago about how Jerry specifically wanted to backtrack from the quote-unquote all-in approach. How much did he backtrack, and what do you feel like this offseason could look like from here, depending on the first dominoes to fall?
I don't think he necessarily backtracked. I don't think that's maybe the right word. I think it was just more so him throwing in what he meant whenever he did say all in at the Senior Bowl.
Sure.
And because that was a long quote.
Clarifying.
It wasn't the two words. And I think a lot of people kind of had adjusted expectations whenever that was said. But when asked directly to define all in on Friday, this is what he said. And we can interpret this how we feel. It might take the whole show. We will be working on different players and drafting different people. Just the very nature of it is different. Different people, we have different coaches. I think the attention that our nuances of where we are with the cap, the nuances of where we are with our position in the draft, the nuances of where we are with our free agents, we get that involved with the definition of being all in. When you look at those aspects, we will be looking at every solution towards winning this year. And he gave an example of kind of being all in, and it would be if they're sitting there at 24 and there's a quarterback that's slipping. Let's say, for example, J.J. McCarthy. He's not taking that quarterback. He's taking a guy that has an instant impact at 24 and not planning for the future in that sense. So, okay. What does that look like? Okay, let's talk about all these nuances. Nuances of where we are with the cap. That means getting an extension done for Dak Prescott, because if you're going all in this year, you need more cap money. Nuances of where we are with our position in the draft. Number 24 in the first round.
I feel like that's not necessarily like a nuance, though, at least positioning with the draft, because they've been in the mid-20s the last 4 years. They've been in that conversation the last couple of years.
I don't think it's necessarily position for – like selection, I think it's position as far as like mindset, like where we are with the draft. We're going to go take best player available at 24. We're going to go take best player available at 56 or 57, whatever it is. And adding bigger bodies on both sides of the ball. We'll dive into that a little bit later because I want to touch on that. And then nuances of where we are with our free agents. This is the part that I have to believe to see, because whenever free agency opens, first off, what does that cap number look like? And second off, if you're able to make a splash or two in free agency, then that would serve better towards being all in. But as of right now, and what I expect free agency to look like, we've talked about Tyron Smith potentially being out the door. I don't kind of see how that manifests over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm even looking at it. If they go out and add a veteran linebacker, that's one thing.
They will.
And maybe even a veteran starting caliber linebacker. There's a couple of them in free agency. I think I would feel much better about this team. Even if they don't go get a starting caliber running back, I would be fine if they go get a linebacker. I would rather have both. I would rather go and get a starting caliber linebacker, starting caliber running back, and then I trust this front office enough to draft well and figure it out outside of that.
I'd much rather them get one of these bigger name D tackles.
You would rather go get
a dog. They got some dogs.
What if they bring back Jonathan Hankins?
Add a dog to him.
You want somebody else to?
I always buy my Rottweilers in twos.
Do you?
Do you have any Rottweilers?
I have Cassius and Clay. Before Cassius and Clay, it was Dread and Locke. It's never just one. Never just one. There's always two dogs.
Yeah. Do you have the next names picked out?
I don't. Like
the
next? I don't. They have some years left. Nick and Kyle. They got some years left, Kyle.
It's Nick and Kyle.
I like it.
But no, there was Dread and Locke. Now there's Cassius and Clay. So there's always two dogs. There's always two. And I think that you need two. If one goes down, you still feel good. So, like, even if you're able to bring back Jonathan Hankins, you still need a goon out there. And there are some goons that are available on the front line now. Are they going to cost you? Absolutely. Now, does that play into the cap? Absolutely. Yep. Unless you just want to cash them out. There's always an opportunity there, too. So, I'm in the likelihood, especially with Zimmerman, he always has big boys up front.
Yeah, he's had good defensive tackle play throughout his time, and
not just good.
Bengal or at Cincy and Minnesota,
not just good.
Yeah,
pretty much always everywhere. Great. Always a great one.
Yeah,
always a great one. Never a good one. Never just a good one. So,
do you think Zim could be good for Mozzie in that spot? I'm not saying Mozzie needs. Or he definitely needs to take a step forward. I'm not expecting Mozzie to take a massive lead.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on in that young man's head to speak to that. So I would hope. I don't know what type of coaching he responds to. Mm-hmm. I do know that he lost a lot of weight.
Yes, he did.
It seemed like he lost a lot of drive from what we understood about him as a player. So I can't speak to what he needs or what he's going to respond to. But I'm hoping, and I don't think he has a choice at this point. Either he's going to respond or he's not going to respond. So that's the coach. That's what's going forward. That's what we all have to rest assured in. But what I do believe is that they have to. I don't want to say want to. I don't want to say hope. I think that they have to make a splash with a defensive lineman. As much as we've talked about linebackers, you can get a lesser linebacker if you have a better defensive front. I've said this a gazillion times, right? So I don't think that you have to go get this stud linebacker as much as you need to go get a stud defensive lineman. And if you're able to retain Hankins, have a stud, a beast. I'm talking about somebody who's like – when they line up, the O-line is like, crap, we got to deal with this cat. Like, if you have that as well as a Jonathan Hankins, then now you're cooking with something. Because now you can let your DNs, whoever you want to put out there, D-Law, Micah, whoever else you still have on your roster at that point in time, now those guys can go eat. Now you can mess around his stunts, and he can do all the things that he does scheme-wise to free up your next-level defenders. But I think it's more important with some of these free agents, if you were going to make a day-one splash in free agency, I would love for that to be a defensive lineman that all of us would be sitting up here doing cartwheels and handstands on if that name was called. There's a number of them out there.
Yeah, kind of running through this defensive tackle free agent list. I know Grover Stewart from the Colts has been one that the fan base has talked a lot about on Twitter. Sheldon Rankins out of Houston, coming off a season where he had 37 tackles, six sacks. I mean, going down the list, DaQuan Jones, Justin Jones, Javon Kinlaw, Christian Wilkins, Quentin Jefferson. And then you can get into the lower paid guys from this past season, Justin Madubuike. I mean, there's opportunities to make a splash in free agency if you can. Now, some of those players probably be returning to their teams, but I think there is an opportunity to get a defensive tackle and make it work. We've talked about the free agent linebackers a little bit in the time that you were gone as well, and I think there are some really interesting names that are right there at the top. We talked about Azeez Al-Shaair. I mean, that would be my guy to bring in just because of his run-stopping ability. But let's say you bring in a free agent defensive tackle, and you bring back Jonathan Hankins. Then you're working with Hankins, this no-name free agent, and Mozzie Smith operating together in that defensive interior. Go back to the second level. You're already getting a third-round draft pick in DeMarvion Overshown. We haven't seen what he can do on the field just yet in the regular season. So you pair him and Damone Clark. You go draft one. You don't necessarily need to get a big-time linebacker free agent. You can get one just to have a body, not necessarily a Rashawn Evans situation where he can't really play well. Go get a body that can be capable of rotating in and having opportunity, and then that allows you a little bit more flexibility on the offensive side of the ball to go get a running back or go get a tackle, et cetera, et cetera.
There are so many ways that this thing can go, and like you talked about in the open, it could go so many ways in the next 6 days.
Yeah.
The next 6 days are going to tell us a lot about this offseason. But when we come back, I want to put you guys in the GM shoes.
Yes.
I want you guys to tell me what you're doing with Tyron Smith in the offensive line. What is your plan moving into 2024 up front to protect Dak Prescott, whether he gets an extension or not? I want him protected. We're going to talk about it when we come back right after this.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free five-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at GetJackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's GetJackBlack.com. JackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. This segment of the show is brought to you by Invisalign, the official smile of the Dallas Cowboys. We've got Isaiah Stanback, Nick Harris, Chris Beam in the back. Kyle Yeoman's back again here for this offseason edition. Every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Central Time, live from the Star in Frisco. And Gentlemen, it's good to be back. It's good to be having everybody back and healthy. You're back in stateside. Mm-hmm. John will be back next week. It's going to be great. But I don't want to waste any more time talking about this offensive line. I feel like it's been all year, the last couple years, we've been trying to talk offensive line. What is your plan moving forward? Do you believe that letting Tyron Smith walk, letting his Dallas Cowboy tenure come to an end is the right thing to do?
Yep.
Or do you feel like retaining him and then drafting his ultimate, I guess, what is it? Successor. Heir to the throne, successor.
Yeah.
Like bringing him in and letting him learn.
I think it's going to be a tough pill to swallow for a lot of Cowboys fans, but I think you look up a year from now and you see that it's probably the right decision. You got to factor a few things in. Tyron Smith coming off of a season where he played 13 games, was able to return to second team All-Pro. That price tag is going to be higher as a result. Now you have to be okay. Let's go down the path of re-signing him, right? You have to be okay with bringing him in, understanding that one bad injury early in the season can take him out for the rest of the year. You still got to pay that. That's money that could be allocated elsewhere on the team to be able to operate. Now factor that in, and you look at the tackle class here in the NFL draft in the first round. I mean, we've talked about it many times. There's 8-9 guys at the tackle position that can go in the first round. You're sitting there at 24. You're going to get a good one. You're going to get a guy that can plug and play. So you go and you take on that rookie contract at left tackle, and you move on from Tyron Smith. And it's tough because it's he's a guy that's been here since 2011, and he's brought you a lot of good football.
Yeah.
And he did a lot last season to be able to show that he can be sustainable and be on the field. Jerry Jones talked about in his availability last week how he was fresh going into the playoffs, and it was huge for the team. And if they had made a playoff run, that would have been a big part of it. But I just don't feel like you can get lucky like that and hit on not being fully healthy every single year going forward with a 2-3 year contract that you do sign. But we all know what's going to happen. He's going to go to Kansas City and play 17 games next year and win a ring. So
back-to-back-to-back for the Chiefs?
Yep.
Goodness.
It's time to allow for him to see what he can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's a car that's been good to you. Everybody's had that car that you have for a while. Might have had some transmission issues along the way. You know, you had the transmission fixed a number of times, right? You kind of got to the mindset where you're like, you know what, that transmission, it's probably going to go on me at any point. Like, it can go at any moment. And then you have that one good year, you're like, oh, yeah, that transmission, like, it did good this past year. And then that good price comes up on a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, dang, do I get rid of Old Faithful that's given me a lot of heartache and it's been good to me, it's lasted a long time?
Yeah.
Or do I just go ahead and just turn the keys in and
move on
to the new car? And the new car is going to be different. It's going to be weird. It's probably not going to drive the same. It's not going to have all the memories, but I'm going to have some new memories with this car. You know, we're going to generate some new memories. It's time to get rid of the old tranny.
Right.
The old transmission got to go.
Yeah.
You know, it had a good year.
Yeah.
But historically, it hasn't been great to you. You know what I'm saying? In terms of dependability. And I think that's where you're at with Tyron. He's been great to you. He's had his issues, though. You know, he's had his issues. You know, dependability is availability in this league.
Yeah.
And he hasn't necessarily always been that. And that's not to his fault. It just is what it is. I had those issues when I played in the league. I wasn't always available to the Cowboys. I wish I was, you know, but I had my injuries. So sometimes you got to move on, you know. And I think that's where the Cowboys are at. As much as that's going to hurt, you know, you move on. You moved on from Randy Gregory. You moved on from him. There are certain guys you just – you know, regardless of the reasoning, it's time to move on. And I think with the transmission that he has, it's time.
Yeah.
And you let him go see. You give him that freedom, and I think that's what they're doing. Hey, go see.
Yeah, go and you see. Truthfully wish him the best. Like, if he goes and he plays 17 games for the
Chiefs
this
year, I hope that's the case.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to talk about that.
But it's a young man's game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And they know that. And it's just, you come to a head, it's just like, well, I got some tread left. I see that, but, I mean, I just put the tester on your tires, player, and it's not a lot of tread there.
I can't get over the fact that you're comparing an 8-time Pro Bowler to a clunker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just,
there's new transmissions.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everything. Engines are running better now.
Yeah.
Like, they're stronger. They're putting out more horsepower.
Got Apple CarPlay.
They're more
like,
efficient.
It's all great.
Yeah. Like, there's just certain, like,
have some Bose speakers in there.
Like, you love it.
Upgrade.
Yeah. You love it, and you
those
really don't want to move
babies.
On from
heated
it.
Heated seats.
Yeah. You don't want to move on from it, but it's like, these features are nice.
Yeah. That athleticism for Jordan Morgan. He's been available the last 4 years in Arizona.
Look at this. I mean, yeah. this thing was a specimen. This thing was an excursion.
Yeah, this didn't exist back in 2011. Right?
The excursions are amazing. They still run great, Nick. Ford excursions still run great.
Right.
But they're not efficient.
Ford, I still need an SUV, large-sized SUV that can fit a triplets trailer.
Absolutely.
Just stroller, just in case.
But if Ford sends you something, they're not going to send you an excursion. They discontinued that model.
Is they really
as great? Absolutely, that thing was.
Is it an Expedition? Is that the big one?
That's their Expedition XLT now. Yeah, is their big boy.
That's what I need.
But Excursion, thanks, they came out with Excursion, and it was big boy V8, V10, some of them, and it was awesome. But they had some issues.
Yeah,
they're hork horses.
Yeah,
but they had some issues. And they weren't dependable. So what did they do? They shut it down.
Right. Anywho, offensive line.
So if you're getting rid of Tyron Smith, which both of you guys are okay letting him walk, I'm in that same category. I think he's done a phenomenal job of fighting through some of these late injuries over the last couple years, but it's come to the point where it's hamstringing you from moving forward.
You can't rest your head on
That's what it is. Because you can't, even if you take an offensive lineman in the first round, are you going to get immediate impact from that first round offensive lineman?
Probably not.
Maybe 4 or 5 games a year if Tyron Smith's unavailable. Huh. But it's hamstringing you. You're unable to use it. So I'm okay with it. It saves you on the cap. It gives you a better look to the future with Tyler Smith and then whoever you would end up drafting. It does, however, pigeonhole you in that first round. That 24th overall, if you let Tyron Smith walk, that's the one thing that's really a knock is now you're most likely going to take an offensive tackle.
I don't think it's definitive, though.
Okay.
Because you have an option.
It never is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one option that is sitting on the team currently, and that's whether Tyler Biadasz walks or not. Mm-hmm. Left tackle Tyler Smith, left guard TJ Bass. They've been working him at that position, talking about TJ Bass since camp last year. Now, talking about bubble guts, that would give me bubble guts. Don't get me wrong. No. Center, you're either working with Tyler Biadasz or Brock Hoffman or whoever you pick up. Right guard, Zach Martin. Right tackle, Terrence Steele. Now, do I love that situation? Absolutely not. I do not.
Yeah.
I think Tyler Smith is the best left guard in the NFL 3 years from now. I think he's going to have all pro perennial type potential. I think if you throw him at left tackle, he's still going to be really good, but I don't think you can get what you can get out of him at left guard and draft a tackle here in the first round. I'm just saying, I don't think it's definitive.
Yeah.
I could see a big shiny object sitting there at 24, like
get it.
A Brian Thomas Jr.
Get it.
Or an Xavier Worthy.
Get it.
And they draft him.
Please.
And
those are not offensive linemen.
Get offensive linemen.
get
the shiny offensive linemen. Those are skills players.
Get the shiny offensive linemen.
Okay. The big shiny offensive linemen.
The big shiny.
Yeah, so the Cybertruck.
The big shiny.
That's
what I wanted last year.
The Cybertruck.
And I really wish they would have did that.
The Cybertruck is Amarius Mims out of Georgia. That'd be the Cybertruck pick.
Don't get that then. Get the big shiny offensive lineman that is sitting there at 24.
Yeah.
And you wait because there's going to be a run on receivers and quarterbacks and everything else. You're going to have some options.
There's going to be a very shiny object sitting there at 24 that is not an offensive lineman. And I wouldn't put it past the front office to take that.
No.
I'm just saying I wouldn't put it past
the front office. They did it last year.
Did what last year?
I don't think there were really any Mozzie Smith
was not the big shiny object.
I don't really think there were any big shiny objects. I think that was just they felt like they needed defensive run help.
Yeah.
And that Mozzie gave them the best opportunity.
If they were taking the big shiny object, they would have taken Sam LaPorta.
Yeah.
They
really loved Sam LaPorta too.
But you look at CeeDee Lamb and
that was a big shiny object.
The needs going into that draft and he was sitting there, they took the shiny object.
Yep.
Micah Parsons, there's kind of an aspect to that as well. It's not
it's not
on the level of Lamb, but that was a big shiny object where there probably could have been some needs elsewhere.
Well, and everybody thought he was an off-ball linebacker and they're like, "What are you doing taking an off-ball linebacker at 12?"
Yeah.
Tackle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Tackle. Look, I understand. I'm just saying, don't marry yourself to it because
they don't take a tackle.
You'll be filing divorce papers.
I'm tackling everybody in the front office.
Deal. Sounds good. All right,
I'm tackling everybody.
That sounds like Jones. A sports center. What was that commercial? It was like a
office insurance.
Yeah, it was office linebacker. Yeah, I just don't. You talk about bubble guts. Week 4, you're going on the road to play
San Francisco. I don't even know who the opponents are next year. But
they do have to play in San Francisco.
Okay, well, there you go. Week four, Francisco. You've got your offensive linemen of Tyler Smith, TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman, Zach Martin, and Terrence Steele going out there to block the San Francisco front seven. I would rather throw up.
God forbid there's an injury up front, and then you got to figure out what's going on. Why would you do that?
Then Awesome Richards is playing at left tackle with TJ Bass, Big Brock Hoffman.
Okay, yeah. Go get it.
Go get an offense.
Please, don't even play around. Like, don't even play around.
And there's an opportunity in free agency as well to get not a Chuma Edoga type talent, but like a Chuma Edoga money wise, to be able to throw a guy that's that similar type of value and
get your I don't know what the center market is, but I'm hoping that they can get a veteran.
It's not very good.
I don't think they need a center.
Yeah.
Well, the center market's not bad. It's not horrible.
I mean, it's Tyler Biadasz and Connor Williams, and you kind of know what you have in both of those guys up top. They're two of the top center. Lloyd Cushenberry would be fun.
Yeah.
But
Connor McGovern.
There you go.
Will Clapp, Matt Hennessy, Tyler Larson.
Is that Jets Connor McGovern? The center actual Connor McGovern?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so correct. That's different than your former.
But role. I think if you're going in free agency, I don't think center is where you need to focus a lot of attention. I think it's tackle. No. I think it's tackle. Yep. Even if you are drafting a tackle in the first round, you need tackle depth. Yeah. You saw that last year. You needed it bad.
You think if Tyron Smith, this will be the last one before we really wrap up, but do you feel like letting Tyron Smith walk would make it more likely to bring Tyler Biadasz back?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes, I agree.
Because then you at least have some level of continuity on your offensive line. You're not having to replace two individuals. You're only replacing one.
I'll offer this point to that, though. We've talked about the running game with so many members of the front office since the season ended and how the running game was not up to the standard this past season.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about Tony Pollard, it's spoken in a high light. It's like, hey, you know, towards the back end of the year, he really found a stride. We feel like he had a great year, 1,000-yard season coming off of that injury. We feel like he had a great year, quote from Jerry Jones last week. So when you talk about the running game, it's always, we felt like Tony had a great year. Could he have had a better year? Probably so. But, you know, it's not just the running back. It's what's in front of him and what's blocking for him.
Yep.
And so that implies that you really have to make changes up front.
Yep.
And that does not mean getting rid of Tyron Smith, because Tyron Smith was not the problem in the run game. Mm. So you got to figure that one out and figure out what you can swallow as far as going into the season and being okay with that in the run game. I think there's going to be a huge, huge overhaul with that run game over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks. We're going to have a really good idea of what that will look like in 2024. Unfortunately, because I really like watching Tony Pollard, I don't think it involves Tony Pollard.
Yeah. Hmm. Any thoughts?
I think it depends on who you pick up. Yeah. I think there's obviously we led with this show talking about how many available options there are for the running back position. It's probably the greatest class in terms of free agency ever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I mean, almost every team could get half the NFL can get a starting running back right now. So I think there's options, and I think there's situations where TP comes back as a two-headed monster.
Would love that,
as long as it's a deal.
Yeah, I mean
that's the only way he's going to be able to.
I mean, all these running backs are available. They're not all getting solid deals.
No.
So
if anything,
I think there's going to be a lot
of
them
all being out there makes the value go down.
I think there's a lot of value out there. So supply, I think there's a great chance for a lot of teams, not just the Cowboys, to walk away with a nice two-headed monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The draft class is really awesome as well at running back. So
yeah.
I think if you pair a guy on day two with one of these free agents, you're cooking with gas.
Yep, I think so.
Well, we'll see exactly what happens between now and next Tuesday. I feel like when we hit the airwaves on Talking Cowboys next Tuesday, we're going to have a lot to catch up on, and we'll have a pretty good idea of what this offseason is going to look like.
Free agency starts right after our show, right?
Like, it starts the next day.
Yeah.
But we'll have the tampering period. We'll have the tampering going on Monday. So
we'll be able to see agreed to terms and who's going to stay and who. The tag deadline's today, so that's pretty much done, and nobody's getting tagged across the
board. It's going to be crazy offseason.
It will be a crazy offseason. Buckle up, and we'll be here through it all.
Another day, another dollar, Isaiah Stanback.
All right. For Chris Beam, for Isaiah Stanback, who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and gave a well of fresh water to a village in Africa. To Nick Harris, who went to Indianapolis Combine and kicked ass out at the Indianapolis Combine, brought back a ton of content to talk about on the draft show that comes up at 11. And to me, who did absolutely nothing except
for
see my beautiful wife
give us three babies. That's it. That's what we have. That does it for us here on Talking Cowboys. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!